Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat by Ved Vyas Vrindavan Das Thakur, continuing chapter 11, the ecstatic pastimes and characteristics of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And we left Nityananda, he didn't have any clothes on. We left him with his digvas. And Mahaprabhu was seeing this. Gadadhar, Srivas, everyone is seeing Nityananda dancing around in the mood of a child. Vrindavan Das says that these pastimes were to teach some lesson. I'm not sure what the lesson is. I read ahead in the chapter. It's not very clear what the lesson is, but we'll see. Vrindavan Das Thakur reveals what that lesson is. Text 24. Daki Bali Vishambar Eki Kara Karma Gashtera Bhadite E Mata Nahi Dharma. Vishambar called out, "What are you doing, Nitai? It is not proper to act like this in a householder's house." Vishambar loudly protested the mischievous activities of Nityananda, and he said that it was extremely objectionable for an adult to wander about like a boy without any clothes on. In the village, you often see in Radhakund and maybe in Bengal in villages, some little boy or little girl, they may wander around with, in the winter time, they usually wear a shirt and no pants. It makes it more convenient for the bodily activities. And the clothes don't get dirty. Downside. So they wander around with no clothes because they're 1 year, 2 years old, 3 years old. But if they come back to the village when they're 15 or 20 like that, they won't make it. No, it'll be most objectionable. Text 25. Ekani balila tumi ami ki pagal ekshane nijavakya guchila sakal. Ishmar continued. A little while ago, you asked me, Nitai, am I a madman? But now you are contradicting your own words, because you're acting like a madman. Vrindavan Das says, Njarabhaya nahitara vachane ki laj Nityananda basaye ananda sindhu maj. Can anyone's words embarrass a person who has lost his external consciousness? Nityananda was floating in an ocean of ecstasy. Ananda Sindhu Maj Vasaye. Vasaye Ananda Sindhu. So, because Nityananda was merged in an ocean of ecstasy, he was completely aloof from the good and bad of the external world. Apane Dariya Prabhu Parayavasan Emata Chintya Nityanandera Katan. Vishambar personally caught a hold of Nityananda and dressed him. Such are the inconceivable pastimes of Nityananda. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dressing Nityananda. He's doing the Sringhar Seva. The Lord himself is doing Sringhar Seva. I know Indra and Vrindavan, on Saturday and Sunday, he usually dresses Radha and Shyamasundar. Or moreover, he usually dresses Krishna, and Mukunda Datta dresses Radharani. But he says, or he said once, that when he dresses Krishna, first he prays to Radharani. He said, "Radharani, I'm going to dress your Krishna. Your Krishna, I'm going to dress him and decorate him. So how would you do that? So please guide me, please inspire me, please move my mind and hands to dress Krishna as if you would dress him and decorate him with ornaments and jewelry and whatnot and garland and pin his dress up and chatter in a certain way." So Indra prays to Radharani, "Radharani, please, I'm going to dress Shyamasundar. So you please inspire me. Move my hands as if they're your hands and give me ideas to use me, nimittamatram. Krishna says in Gita, nimittamatram. Arjun, simply be an instrument in my hands. So, Indra prays to Radharani, let me be an instrument in your hands to execute the service of dressing Shyamasundara exactly how you want to see him. How do you want to see Shyamasundara today? How do you feel about Shyamasundara? What is your mood towards Shyamasundara today? Are you in a festive mood and you want him to be dressed very festively or very down or let's say simply or whatever? So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's become quite amazed seeing Nityananda undressed, Digvasa. So he's personally dressing him. So anyone who's a pujari, if they have Gauranitai deities, they maybe can consider when they're dressing Nittai, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you once, not only once, but on several occasions, in Srivasa's house, when Nityananda was in Balya Bhav and jumping around with no clothes on, because he did this quite a bit, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you dressed him, so how can you inspire me to dress Nityananda today as if you were dressing him? Interesting meditation. A change of the objectivity of our thinking process. So these are the inconceivable pastimes. Chaitanyara vachana ankusha matramane Nityananda matasingha aranahi jane. Nityananda was like a maddened lion, and he could not be controlled by anything other than Lord Chaitanya's words, which were like a sharp iron hook. So, Nityananda Matasingha, a Matasingha, he's a mad lion. Nityananda was a mad lion. You could imagine trying to control a mad lion. The best thing to do would be to climb a very tall tree. A mad lion. So, Lord Chaitanya's words, Chaitanya Vachan, they were able to control Nityananda. Why is that? Why could the Chaitanya Vachan, why they were Ankush, they were Ankush. This Ankush is this rod, we say the elephant goad, Ankush. It's for controlling the elephant. I believe there's an Ankush on the bottom of Krishna's foot. There's 19 marks on Krishna's 2 feet. 11 marks on his right foot, and 8 marks on his left foot. So on his right foot, under his pinky toe, little toe, there's an Ankush, elephant's goad. So when the devotees meditate on Krishna's feet, or Madhav's feet, and they think of that elephant goad, Ankush, then they think that this Ankush, the Mahout, or the trainer of the elephant, who's riding on the elephant, he takes this Ankush, which has a straight rod like this, and there's a little hook off the top of it. And he takes that hook and he catches the elephant behind the ear. As you know, in our body, if you press your finger behind the ear, it's very soft place. The same with an elephant. Elephant's skin is very stiff and hard, like bark of a tree, but behind his ear is very soft, so they're riding on his elephant, and ow. So they pull the ear, turn right, and they pull his ear, turn left, like this. So when we meditate on Krishna's right foot, that Ankush is under his small toe. And that meditation will control the mad elephant of our minds. Our minds are like mad elephants. And Rupa Goswami warns us that mad elephants should be kept far, far away from our garden of devotion. Right? Bhakti Lata. Each of us is growing a garden of bhakti. Bhakti Lata. A garden, a bagicha. Bhakti bagicha. But if a mad elephant comes in there and tramples down, then all the plants can be destroyed in a few minutes. It's called the mad elephant offense. So my mind is like a mad elephant. The mad elephant of my mind is always pushing me and encouraging me to offend the devotees. This mad elephant mind, as our Gaura Govinda Swami used to say, Pagomana, Pagomana, crazy mind, in his great ecstatic symptoms of his lectures. Gaura Govinda Swami, Pagomana, crazy mind. So meditating on the Ankush, on the bottom of Krishna's right foot, by that mercy of Krishna, then Krishna will take his own Ankush, the Ankush Chinna, Ankush Chinna, the mark of Ankush on the bottom of Krishna's feet. Krishna is that great controller of the elephant. He will control the elephant of our mind. Rishikesha Rishikenan Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. Rishikesh. The sixth sense, there's five Panchindriya. Ganindriya, Panch Ganindriya, Panch Karmindriya. And the emperor, above them all, the 11th sense is the man, the mana, the mind. Now Krishna can control the mind. So these words, it says, Chaitanya Vachan Ankush. This Nityanandhera Mata Singha. This mad elephant of Nityananda could be controlled only by the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because Nityananda is a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the true servant, the transparent servant, the surrendered servant, and the dedicated servant, he is always controlled by the words of his master. The words of his master, he's controlled. He's controlled by the mind of his master. He's controlled by the heart of his master. The first-class servant, he is controlled by the heart of his master. He knows the heart of the master. The master does not have to speak. He does not even have to think. He doesn't have to think, oh, I've been writing for so many hours, and then a thought comes in his mind, actually, I'm thinking I'm thirsty. I haven't expressed my thought, but I'm thinking I'm thirsty, and maybe I need some water. So the second-class servant, he'll be thinking of the guru or thinking of the master and thinking, oh, maybe he's thirsty. But the first class servant is Vridoi Tadatmika. 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 He is one with the Atma, with the heart of the guru. The first class servant is one with the heart of the master. Long before the master speaks or asks for anything, long before the master even thinks about asking for something, before the feeling comes, then the servant is there. He brings some water. Master Sahib, or Guruji, I bought some nibupani or some cold tandapani for you. Ah, acha, how did you know? I was feeling some thirsty. Yes, I know. This is Tadatmika, one with the heart of Guru. So Nityananda, he's a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So no, who can control a mad lion? No one can control a mad lion. Nityananda Mata Singha, Chaitanya can control. So Prabhupada, he went to New York like an incredible circus. What do they call it? The master of the circus? Ringleader, thank you. The ringleader of the circus. He went to New York. He went to the jungles of material sense gratification, the forest of material enjoyment. He went to New York City, and he collected all these wild lions and tigers. Mata Singha. All these wild lions, mad lions. And with his words, his sweet, kind, lovable, powerful words, he controlled all these mad lions. And they surrendered. And they became like peaceful pussycats. A peaceful pussycat. Pussycat means a baby, like a little lion, baby lion, pussycat. You pet the pussycat. You go like this and goes. Of course, we don't. It's kind of moochy. But at least in America, they have cats and dogs, and they are like cats and dogs. But the kitty cat, if you stroke his back or her back, whatever, then they make this sound. Their throat gets choked up in ecstatic symptoms. Gadgada, gadgada. Nayanam galad ashudaraya varanam gadgada. Varanam gadgada uriya gira. Gadgada, gadgada, gadgada. Their throat gets choked up. So when you pet the cat, then he emits this sound from inside it. Anyone's heard? You heard? Yes? No? Yes? No? But don't try it out on a big lion. There's a big lion in the zoo. Let me try it out. Little cat, maybe big cat. So Prabhupada, he was able to train and tame the wild jungle lions. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya. Aikya, Eka. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite. Chitta, Ek Chitta. Ekena Chitta. That we, Ananyas Chintiantamam. Ananya Chint. Ananyas Chintiantamam Yejana Prepashate. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya. Our chit became Eka. Our heart, our intelligence became one with the words of Guru or Prabhupada. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his words, his vachan, Chaitanyara vachan, he's able to control the wild lion of Nityananda, who's acting like wildly and mischievously. Similarly, the words of the Guru, from the lotus mouth of the Guru, Guru Mukha Padma, Mukha Padma, not only the words, his mouth is like lotus, his words are like makarande. Mana mana samanukara arpaya nijapada pankaja makarande. Krishna deva bhavantam vande. Krishna deva bhavantam vande. Vande Sri Guru Kijai. So the Guru's words, his mouth is like lotus, but is emanating a nectar. The words of Guru are like a nectar, makarande. Makarande, mana mana samadakara. Mana mana samadakara. My mind, mana mana samadakara, is like a our mind, Madamanasa Madhukara. Our mind is like a bee, Madhukara. He's doing Madhukara. He's doing collecting work, collecting honey, flower to flower. And he lands on one flower, then, oh, this is very good nectar, very sweet. So the jiva is wandering around, drinking the nectar, trying to get the nectar by landing on cactus flowers. The flowers of cactus, which is not very good. But then he comes to the Guru. He lands on the Guru and he drinks the nectar of the Guru's words. Then, makarande, his mind becomes controlled. His mind becomes peaceful by drinking that sweet lotus nectar from the Padma, the lotus, the Mukha Padma of the Guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his words are like that. Chaitanya Vachan. Apani tulia hatte bhatta nahi khai pucha praya kariyana malani yogai. Text 29. Nityananda did not eat his rice with his own hands. Shrivas Thakur's wife, Malani, would feed Nitai as if he were her own son. A little bit old, but 35-year-old son. 40-year-old son being fed by his Malani. This is Balyabhav, Brajabhav. Nityananda Anubhav, Janipati Brata, Nityananda Sevakare Jena Putra Mata. Pati Brata Malani, chaste Malani, She knew the glories of Nityananda, Nityananda Anubhava. She understood that it was translated glories, but Nityananda Anubhava, due to his Balya Bhava, his Braja Balya Bhava, and we say, Gopal, we say, Balagopal, Krishna's small boy with Ladu in his hand, Balagopal, Balya Bhava, like a baby, small child. So this Anubhava, this is an expression of that Bhava. These Anubhavas are different characteristics and symptoms. The dancing around like a mischievous child with no clothes, like children, babies do. And then demanding the breast of the mother and drinking the milk of the mother. This is the Anubhava. These are expressions of the Sthayi Bhava being a child. It's Anubhava. So now there's another pastime about the crow. So now you see lots of crows here in India. Wherever there's people, there's crows. Crows, dogs, these things. So now next time we see a crow, we can think maybe he's coming in the Sampradaya. You know, this crow. Right? Because you have to think that there are human beings living here in Mayapur that can trace their lineage back, let's say Mayapur, maybe Navadvipa, because this is all flooded by the Ganga for 100 years after Lord Chaitanya's departure. But at least in Navadvipa Mandal, there are families that can trace back their lineage 20 generations. Like these guys. Jackals. So they say, yes, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was here 500 years ago. It's not very far. So the human beings, they've been living here. You see people plowing the fields with bullocks or bale, and you see the Nokawalas plying the waters of the Ganga with their wooden boats carved out from some tree. That's been going on for hundreds of years, thousands of years. It's a timeless ambience, a timeless setting. Agriculture. Agriculture is going on for thousands and thousands of years. So what is true for the human beings is also true for the birds. Pakshigan. Right? Manushgan, Pakshigan. Pakshigan is the birds of the holy Dham. The Acharyas, Vishnu Chakravarti, he's telling that the birds, this is only 1700s, 300 years ago, he's saying, I see that the Pakshi, Tota, Moor, Koil, the birds of Vrindavan, they're great sages. Exactly the same thing is told by Shukadeva Goswami in 10th canto describing Krishna Leela. He's seeing Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Harivallabha, his other name is Harivallabha, Harivallabha Das. He's saying, oh, see these Koil and Tota Moor? They're all great sages. They're all great rishis. They've come here to Vrindavan. They're living in Vrindavan. They're singing the glories of the Lord. They're witnessing their pastimes. They're singing the glories of the Lord. He's singing like this. And that's actually a fact. So these crows, we see crows, and they should be in Udipan. Udipana. Or Udipaka. Udipaka. They should be a stimulant or a catalyst, a reminder, like a buzzword. It should. We see crow, then we think, oh, crow. Ka, ka, ka. No, we should think, oh, maybe this is a crow. This is this descendant of the crow from Nityananda's Leela. This is a great, great, great grandson crow, or something like that. Grandson crow. It's a relative. So in that sense, then we realize our own finitude, that all the living entities in the holy Dham are made of much greater stuff than we are. They're born in this land. Even the crows, we say, oh, this crow is disturbing, making noise, not very nice sound. No, this crow is better than we are. There's a good chance that this crow is here, this relatives of this crow were here 500 years ago, flying above the kirtan party. Flying above the kirtan party and Haribo, Haribo. What do you know? You can't say. So everything is sacred. This is Chintamani Bhumi. Chintamani Bhumi, this is Divya Dham. Transcendental Dham. The trees are sacred. And Braj Bhumi, at least until recently, No one would ever cut a branch of a tree. Sub briksha, sub pair kalpa vriksha hai. All the trees are kalpa vriksha. And everyone, and the monkeys, people feed the monkeys. They think they're like, you know, Hanuman's brothers or something. Monkey seva, bandur seva. They have so much regard for the trees, the birds. Everyone's feeding the birds in Vrindavan because they're Brijvasis. We're like guests here. We're observers here. We're like the zoo. We're like the animals in the cage in the zoo. the residents of Mayapur, the human beings or the animals, they're observing us. We're like the visitors to the zoo. People visit a zoo and there's an animal inside a cage, a lion, and you look and say, oh, look at the lion, he's in the cage. But here, we're in the cage. We're in the cage and all these living entities are observing us. Oh, who is this? Someone's come from Germany and he looks like some zoo animal. You know, to the Dhamvasis, they're flying, oh, I'm born here, my great-grandfather's born here. I've been here in Kirtan all my life, and I'm eating Mahaprasad. What do crows eat every day? Mahaprasad, right? An interesting thing about the crow, a good quality of the crow is, that they never eat alone. Of course, Indian people are very much like this, sharing their food. The Western people, is somehow they get the maha cake, 8 o'clock at night, maybe, something, 8 o'clock at night, some maha cake. If they get that by some, you know, param param bhagya, they get this maha cake at 8 o'clock, then they run off to some corner. And they eat it all by themselves with great ulas, anand. But this is something we can learn from the crow, the rishis tell us. The crow is also a guru. Many, many gurus are there. So the crow, whenever the crow finds some food, then he calls his friends. How, 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 how? But if we get some prasad, very, very quiet. Don't make any noise. But when they get some prasad, they make big announcement. Listen, everybody, hey crows, come on, boys. They make ha ha ha. They jump around. They don't even eat. The food is right there, and they jump around. Come on, everybody, come on, come on. Then there's something's happening over there, and they all 10, 15 fly in. And then they fight over it then, but then because there's not much, and he called 50. He didn't expect 15 crows, so they all come. So this is the good quality that the crow invites all of his bros or crow bros or whatever. He invites all of his friends to come and join him. So we can learn this. Oh, God has given me something. Hey, everyone, come, share. Everyone share. So now, the story of the crow, with that preamble. You know, I wanted to set your mind in the right place, and respectful, and all glorious. Shri Crow Ki Jai. Shri Crow, Shri Kak Pushandi Ki Jai. So now, the story of the crow. One day, Ekting pitalera mbati nila kake, udiya chalila kak je banete take. That's very nice. Bengali. Huh? Kake take. Kake take. One day, a crow took a brass bowl from Srivas's house and flew into the forest. Avanete take, right? Grihe take, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. Grihe take, vane take. What's that song? Haribol, just like you're in a griha, or you're in the forest, or in the house, and chant the holy name. Adrishya haya kaka kon raje ghila mhajinta malanira chite te janmila. Soon the crow flew out of sight, and that as a result, the heart of Malini filled with great anxiety, maha chinta. Mbati tui se kaka aila arabhara, Malini dekhaye shunya badana tahara. The crow dropped off the bull somewhere in the forest and returned. And when he returned, Malini saw that the bull was not in his beak. Mahativra Takura Pandita Vyavahar Sri Krishna Grita Patra Hoyla Apahar Shunile Pramadaha Behena Manegani Nahika Upaya Kichu Kondaye Malini. Shivas Pandit would become extremely angry because the bull was used for his puja. Shivas Thakur, of course, is a pandit, and they have their Kula Devata, Griha Thakur. And this was the deity's paraphernalia. Thakurji's dravya is a paraphernalia. And his wife was feeling, oh, this won't be very good. My husband will be very unhappy that somehow I didn't keep an eye on it. Thakurji's paraphernalia, the crow stole it. This was used for offering ghee. This pitol, or I guess this brass bowl was used for offering ghee to their Thakur. Thinking that Srivas would create havoc as soon as he heard about it, Malini did not say anything but simply kept crying. So she was a little bit fearful and in anxiety because of her carelessness, she didn't properly secure or protect that bowl from the inevitable or possibility of a crow stealing it. Of course, it's hard to calculate that a crow is going to come and steal your bowl. But I know in where we stay in Radhakund, we have this neem tree, and the Guleri squirrels, they make a nest up there. And sometimes these birds come, they're like eagle, some type of eagle or something. They come in the tree and they catch a Guleri and they take him away. And they catch him with their talon, like claws, talons. They catch him and they hear, ow, ow, ow. You know, he's not too happy about that because he's going to become lunch for the Pakshi Bog. And the mother's there, ow, ow. And it's like a big scene. So the birds can carry away even squirrels they can carry away. So this bull got stolen. She's in anxiety. What's my husband going to think? Hina kale nityananda aila se sthane dekaye malani kande ajora nayane. Nityananda came there and found Malini crying profusely. Hasi bale nityananda kande hi karan kon dukha bala sava kariba kandana. Nityananda smiled and said, why are you crying? What is the reason? Kikaran, what is the reason for your distress? I will take care of everything. Malini Balaye, Shuna Sripad Gosai, Grita Patra Kake Lai, Ngela Kontai. Listen, Gosai, Nityananda Gosai, a crow has stolen one of Thakurji's ghee bowls and left it somewhere in the forest. Nityananda bhale mata chinta parihar ami diba bhatti tumi krandana sambhar. Nityananda said, mata, don't, chinta parihar, don't worry. Ami diba bhatti, I will give you the bowl. Krandan sambhar, please stop crying. This is pretty standard. Whenever a woman cries, she always gets what she wants. Isn't it? If you're ever married, I don't advise it, but we were. And when the wife cries, then she gets what she wants. The husband surrenders. So Malini's crying not for her own sense gratification, but for the satisfaction of her husband and the satisfaction of Krishna. Because Krishna's bowl was stolen by the crow. So Nityananda is saying, mata, don't worry, don't cry, I will bring that bowl back. Kaka pratihasi prabhu bhalaye vachan, kaka tumi bhatti jat anaha ekan. Nityananda smiled and he said to the crow, see, talk to the crow, it's like Hita Padesh. Crow, bring back that bowl immediately. Sabhara ridaya nityanandera vasati tara agya langi beka Kahara Shakati. Nityananda resides in the heart of everyone. So how is that? Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Nityananda resides in the heart of everyone. How is that possible? Does Nityananda Shiradakshay Vishnu? And Balaram? Chaturbhuj? There's Chaturvyuha? Chaturvyuha is Sankarshan? And Balaram expands as Sankarshan. Sankarshan expands Mul Sankarshan, then Purushavatars, all these different avatars. And this is Balaram, Nityananda. So since Nityananda is in the heart, who has the power to go against his order? Shunya Prabhura Agya Kaka Udi Jai Shoka Kuli Malani Kakera Dike Chai. Being ordered by Nittai, Prabhu Nittai. The crow immediately flew away as Malini, overwhelmed with lamentation, looked on. Shoka Akuli. Shaneke Udhya Kaka Adrishya Haila Bhatti Muke Karipuna Shekane Aila. Within a short time, the crow flew out of sight and returned there with the bowl in its beak. Aniyat tuya bhati malanirastan Nityananda prabhava malani bhalajan. The crow set the bowl in front of Malani, who perfectly well knew the influence of Nityananda. Anande morchita haila apurva dekhiya Nityananda pratistuti kare dandaya. Seeing this wonder, apurva dekhiya, Malani lost consciousness out of ecstasy. Anande Murchita. Then she stood up and prayed to Nityananda. Nityananda prati stuti kari dandaya. So now Malani, she recites 10 prayers to Nityananda. So, of course, this is very interesting. This interplay in Krishna's Leela, the interplay of Aishwarya and Madhurya. Aishwarya, grandeur, majesty, wealth, pomp, power. Aishwarya. And Madhurya, sweetness, intimacy, confidentiality, informality, and closeness. So these two are working side by side, and Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. So here, before this incident of the crow, the relationship or the sambandha, the prem, exchange of prem between Malini, the wife of Srivas, Pandit Srivas Thakur, and Nityananda, was the relationship between a mother and her son, most intimate, most confidential, most very, very sweet, called Vatsalya Bhav. Very sweet, very, very sweet. And Nityananda, he's thinking, he's feeling he's Dauji. He's Balaram in Braj. He's in Balya Bhav. He's in the Bhav, he's in the mood and heart of, I'm your child. I'm your baby. I depend on you. I need you. I'm totally dependent. I need your breast milk. I need your protection. You're my mother. Mata, he's calling her Mata. And she's reciprocating and feeding him and caring for him just like her beloved child. This is a very sweet exchange, very intimate exchange. This is Madhurya, this sweetness. But now, seeing this phenomenal display, this display or this Nityananda Prabhav, this influence of Nityananda, this type of power that he displayed by commanding a crow to return the dona or the bowl, then something overcame her. This mood of Aishwarya came over the consciousness and mind of Malini. And so the sweetness of the relationship retreated to the background of her heart and consciousness. And what came to the foreground is all kinds of tattva-gyan, tattva-gyan, siddhanta, an understanding of the existential position of Nityananda. That, wait a minute, you're not my son, you're not my baby child who I'm holding to my breast, but you're God. You're Ishvara Parama Krishna. You're such Sarvakarna Karanam. And a few minutes before this, she's sitting casually on a chair. She's clutching a Nittai, Balya Nittai, we can say. Bala Gopal, Bala Nittai. And his Balya Bhav, she's clutching him to her breast and feeding him. And mind you, he's 7 feet tall. 40 years old. But this is the Bhav, the Madhurya Bhav. This Yoga Maya creates this whole bubble or this whole experience where she forgets everything about who he is, he forgets everything about who she is, and they simply enter into this mood. She becomes Kalimbika, which is her identity in Krishna Leela, as Krishna's Datri, nurse, Kalimbika, and Ambika, the nurse of Krishna and Balaram. And they both, in their own Bhav, they travel, their hearts travel together. Malini's heart mixes with Nittai's heart. Bala Nittai, they travel together to the Braj. They're in Braj. She's his nurse. He's Balaram. He's a baby. But now this incident with the crow, then all that recedes to the background. Now she's not sitting on a chair casually clutching him to her breast. What does it say? Dandiya. She's standing like a stick. What does it say here? It says, Apurva Dekhiya Nityananda Pratistuti Kari Dandiya. Apurva Dekhiya means Aishwarya. Apurva Dekhiya? What am I seeing? This my baby, Nittai, is showing this unprecedented power, this mystic power and opulence. He's talking to a crow. He's commanding a crow. The crow is responding, bringing back the bull. This is Apurva. This is amazing. So then she's no longer, she's standing at attention. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now it's becoming very official. Now there's some distance between us. There's formality. You're up there, I'm down here. You see, the same thing happens in Braj Leela. When the gopis are having Milan with Krishna, Ras Leela or any Milan, Sambhog Milan, meeting Jula, anytime they're meeting and joined together, then there's so much Madhurya. Madhura, 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 Madhuram, Madhura, Madhuram. Govmangala Thakur is telling in Krishna Karanamrita, he's been describing so many verses about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Krishna Karanamrita. Then at a certain point, he, as we say, loses it. He loses his composure. He loses his equilibrium because he becomes so overwhelmed by the cascading flow of sweetness of Radha and Krishna's divine pastimes that he's writing with his hand and he says, Etam madaram madaram madaram. He can't find a word. He can't find an adjective. He can't find anything to put. It's usually madaram, madaram smitam, or your smile is sweeter. It just says madaram, etam madaram madaram madaram. There's one shloka like this in Krishna Karanamritam. Every single word is madaram. Krishna, Krishna, you're so sweet, 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 sweet. So much sweetness that he couldn't, his brain dysfunctioned. He couldn't, his poetic power was dismantled. He's a kavi. And Bilvamangala, right? And Leela Shuk. He's a kavi, but he lost his ability. So, in Braj Leela, when Krishna and the gopis are together, there's so much sweetness. They forget everything. But in separation, when there's viraha and vipralamba, when there's in separation, when Krishna and Radharani is separated from Krishna, then all the sweetness retracts. It goes to the background. And all of a sudden, the gopis start offering stutis. Oh, and I know who you are. You in Treta Yuga, you were Ram, and you stood behind a tree, and you killed Bali, and you disfigured a woman who came, who offered herself to you. This Shupurnaka came. And now I know who you are. So then, when there's separation, when Radha and Krishna are separated, then all this Aishvarya Mayi Gyan, Aishvarya Mayi Gyan overtakes their heart. All this awareness and understanding of Krishna's grandeur, his opulence, he's a Sarva Avatari, he's the source of all the avatars. He's not a Gwal, he's not a Brajchora. He was a Brajchora. He's just, before this, he's just a coward boy. He's our intimate friend. Oh, but now he's God of gods. He's Jagadish. He's Jagannath. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. This is told in Dasama Skanda. You see the prayers of the gopis. So in separation, then the sweetness recedes, and then they understand that Krishna. And then when they meet again, they forget it. Yogamaya, they forget it. Oh, Krishna. Why did you leave us? And they go into Man, and they forget. They forget everything of their previous absorption in this Aishwarya Mahigyan. So this same phenomenon, this interplay of Aishwarya Madhurya, is happening here in this Leela with Nityananda and Malini. So in these 10 prayers, Malini offers 10 prayers. And you see the whole change in outlook, the whole change in viewpoint. And you can think, you can respond yourself and decide which mode you like. Of course, they say that Madhurya grows on the foundation of Aishvarya. To understand the Madhurya Leela of Krishna, we need the foundation of Aishvarya, of Tattva, Tattva Gyan, Bhakti Tattva Gyan. We have to understand all the Tattvas. And that makes the foundation. Then we can enter into the sweet pastimes of the Lord. So now Malini is going to reveal something about who is this Nittai who is in Balya Bhav. Now there's, you see the, what the Bhav is now. Jai Jana Anila Mrita Gurura Nandan Jai Jana Palanakare Sakala Bhuvan Jamera Ghara Haite Jayanite Pade Kakastane Bhatiane Ki Mahatva Tare. Malini said, "For he who brought back the dead son of his spiritual master, who maintains all the universes, Palana Sakala Bhuvan, Om Bhur Bhuva Swa." Now you see the Aishwarya coming? you're a baby sitting in my lap. If I don't feed you, you will die. You're totally dependent on me for nourishment and maintenance. Now she's saying, you're Palana Sakala Bhuvana. You're Palana, Gopal. You're the maintainer. Sakala means sub jagat. You, little baby, are the maintainer. I know who you are. You're the maintainer of all the universes. As who? As Anantashesh? Or as Vishnu? And who can bring a soul back from the abode of Yamaraj? Jamar gar haite anite pari. So is there any 2-year-old baby? Is there any 2-year-old baby in Navadvip or Mayapur who can bring back a dead person from Yamaloka? No. But this now she's saying, Nittai, you can bring someone that's gone to Yamaraj, Yamapuri, he's already dead, you can bring him back. As you brought back my brass bowl, you can also bring back someone's dead son. Therefore, it is not at all glorious to bring back a bowl from a crow. So now, when Nittai revealed this Aishvarya, or this power and opulence to save the situation for Malini, then she came to understand, whoa, actually, if you can bring back not a big deal. It's like a magician does so many amazing things, so if he pulls a rabbit out of a hat, that's nothing. He takes a hat and pulls out a rabbit, some jadu wala. He has one hat, pulls a rabbit. That's nothing, because when he goes on the stage, he takes a human being and saws him in half, and blood goes everywhere. No, they're all magic, illusion. They do like this. Jadu? Jadu walas? Magicians. So she's saying, it wasn't a very big deal for you to bring back a brass bowl, because after all, you brought back dead people from Yamaloka. And after all, you are Palana Sakala Bhuvan. You're maintaining all the universes. So this was a small thing you just did. So now she's understanding. She's come out of this Braj Bhav. She's come out of this Vatsalya Bhav. So, of course, she's referring to, and she's well aware, she's referring to the whole pastime of Krishna and Balaram when they went to Gurukul in Avantipur. Was it Ujjain or Avantipur? Sanipani Muni's school, after they finished their studies, and the Guru said, they said, we want to give you Guru Dakshin. He said, well, listen, my son went on a yatra, and he went to Dwarka, and he was bathing at Prabhasa Kshetra, and he got lost over there. And if you want to give me Guru Dakshin for my teaching in Gurukul, then you can do this. I mean, it'd be interesting if Bhakti Vidya Purna Maharaj, if anybody's attending his Gurukul when they want to give Dakshin, he says, yes, can you bring back my dead grandfather? He asked one of his students, okay, for Dakshin, I want you to bring back my dead grandfather who died 50 years ago. Obviously, we couldn't do it. So the Guru, Sandipani Muni, he asked Krishna Balaram, yes, the Dakshin I want is to see my son who disappeared. I think he joined ISKCON. He joined ISKCON Ujjain. He was initiated by Bhakti Chru Maharaj. So if you can give me Guru Dakshin, I'll bring him back. I'll give you 1 crore rupees. Like some parents, they say, like they offer that. So if you can get my son out of the Hare Krishna movement, I'll give you 1 lakh of rupees. So then Krishna and Balaram, they went to Prabhasa Kshetra and they dove in the ocean, and all they did was find some demon over there named Panchajanya, and Krishna knocked him off and picked up a conch shell. Because he was a demon, but he's living inside a conch shell. Just like there's some demons live in the conch building. No, I'm just joking. We have our conch building, so there's some demons. If I was staying there, then I could say, yes, there's a demon staying in the conch building. But there was a demon staying in this conch shell, and that demon's name was Panchajanya. So Krishna knocked him off. He killed him. And then he said, hey, look at this. This is a pretty nice conch shell. Ooh, hey, not bad. So he put it in his pocket and he came up with a conch shell. But he didn't come up with the son of this guru. So then he thought, what to do now? So they went to Yamaloka. Krishna and Balaram, they took some yatra or whatever. They went to Yamaloka and they found the dead son and they brought him back. So Malini knows about all that. She knows all this tatvagan. She knows. All of a sudden she's not just crying and lamenting over a brass bowl, but now she's speaking all kinds of philosophy and tatvagan because of the influence of this Aishwarya. And she goes on, Janhara Mastakopari Anantabhuvan Lilaya Najane Bhara Karye Palan Anadi Avidya Dvamsha Haya Janraname Kimahatva Tanra Bhatti Anekaka Stane. She goes on to more glories. For he who holds innumerable universes on his head and yet does not feel their weight, and for he whose name destroys one's ignorance that has no beginning, what is the wonder that he brought back a bowl from a crow? So now she's, one by one, she's saying, you're Anantashesh, you did this, this Apurva Leela, and that Apurva Leela, and this Apurva Gun, and this Apurva characteristic. Well, she's just describing one by one. This is all Apurva. So now, where's the sweetness? Now it's all, remember, mind you, she's offering these 10 shlokas like this. So what is the intimacy? Where is the sweetness? It's all gone. Nityananda is there, oh boy. Nityananda is listening to all this. Come on. What happened? We had such a good thing going here. Now it got all official and cold and stale and distant and formal. Wow, we got married. I mean, I'm sorry, I have to make a joke once in a while. So she says, now she goes on, Jai Tumi Lakshman Rupe Purve Banavase Nirantara Rakshaka Achila Sita Pashe. When you were living in the forest as Lakshman, you constantly stayed by the side of Sita as her rakshaka, her protector. So now she's saying, I know who you are. You're not this little two-year-old boy. You're Lakshman. You're Anantashesh. You go back so many yugas. Where's the Naralila? Naralila. All this Brajalila. Brajalila is Naralila. Naralila means human-like Lila. Hey, Krishna, you're not a big guy. I'm a big guy. Yeah. I beat you yesterday in wrestling. Who do you think you are, huh? Hey, Subal. I am Subal. I beat you yesterday. I'll beat you today. I'll beat you tomorrow. Who do you think you are? This is Sakyaras and Braj. They're just like boys, like human children. It's not like, oh, Baba, 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 Bhagavan. Koine. He says, yeah, this guy is nothing. I'm superior to this boy. I beat him so many times. So this is Naralila. It's human-like. It's sweet. It's intimate. It's so attractive. But now this Aishwarya Lila, she's saying, you're Lakshman, you're Anantashesh. Oh, wow. What is this? This is not Naralila. This is Bhagavatwa. This is Bhagavatwa. It's not Naratwa. This is Bhagavatwa. This is the Bhagavan Lila. Apurva, unprecedented Lila. You see the change. See the change in tone now. The change in tone and mode. Naralila's gone. I'm just standing there, and now this is Aishwarya, my Lila. Bhagavan, the powerful. And little me. He's up there in the big seat, and I'm standing. Hey, Bhagavan. You're the cause of all causes. The greatest of the great. Right? The generator, the operator, the destroyer. You're Lakshman. It's nice. It's glories of Nityananda. Because it's also, she's in this, in terms of Ras, in terms of the Ras exchange, because this is Rasa Shastra. Chaitanya Bhagavat is Rasa Shastra. Gaur Ras. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Rasa Shastra. Braja Ras. Radhagvinda Ras. So, in terms of Rasa, this is going on. But in terms of Tattva, this is the Mahima. This is the glories of Nityananda. We're learning from the mouth of Malini. We're learning about the identity. Who is this Nityananda? Nityananda is Lakshman. And as in every incarnation and every descent, he's always engaged in seva. As Lakshman, what is he doing? Rakshaka, Sita Rakshaka. Like we have this Rakhi Bandha, what is it called? Rakhi Bandha? Rakshabandha? Rakshabandha. So my brother, I tie some string around my brother and he protects me. Raksha. This is a symptom of surrender, right? Guptritve. Guptritve means Krishna's my Gopta. He's my maintainer and protector. So Malini is saying like that. She's glorifying. So on one level, in terms of tattva, she's teaching us about the identity of Nityananda, if we don't know. So because not only is Chaitanya Bhagavat, like Srimad Bhagavatam, a rasa shastra, full of anubhavs and sanchari bhavs and stayi bhav and all these different bhavas and exchanges between Bhagavan and his devotees, but is also the Saravedanta Saramhi. Saravedanta Saramhi, it is the essence of all Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying this Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedanta Saramhi is the essence of all conclusions. All the conclusions of the Vedanta, the essence is found in Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Bhagavat must also be filled with so much tattva and truth and siddhanta. So this is siddhanta we're hearing also. Tatapiha machatumi sitara charan iha bhai sitanahi dekhile keman. Although you were constantly living with Sita and you were protecting her, you never saw anything but the feet of Sita, the lotus feet. So this is, of course, the famous attribute of Lakshman. He was so chaste in the presence of his brother's wife, Ram's wife, that he never looked above her feet. He always looked at her feet. He never looked at her face. He never looked at her form. He always had his glance, and very humbly in a mood of submission and purity and chastity and respect for his brother, he would always look at the feet of Sita, considering her like the Jagat Mata, like the mother, so respectful. Tomara se bhane ravanera vamshanash se tumi jepati anake mana prakash. For you who destroyed the entire family of Ravana by your arrows, what is the glory in bringing a bull back from a crow? Jahara charani purve kalindiyasya stavana karila mahaprabhava janiya. After realizing your power and glories, Jamuna Devi previously offered prayers at your lotus feet. So of course, now she's talked about the identity of Nityananda as Ananta Shesh, maintaining all the universes effortlessly on his head. And then she talked about Treta Yuga, that his identity is Lakshman, his relationship and service to Ram as the protector of Sita. Now she's talking about Dwapara Yuga, when Nittai appeared as Balaram, and in Dwarka Leela he came for 2 months and stayed in Vrindavan, Chaitra Baishak, springtime. And he was drinking this Varuni beverage, became a little bit intoxicated. He told Kalindi, "Hey, come over here. I want to bathe in your waters, refresh myself. I feel some fatigue from dancing in Ramgat, in Balaram's Rasastali." And Kalindi, thinking him like ordinary, human-like, "Hey, what? You're drunk. You're drunk. You're intoxicated. Why should I follow your command? Who are you?" And then Balaram says, "Hey, you're not listening to me. Huh? You're not coming here? Oh, okay, I'll take my hala. And we'll see you. I'll just cut you in 100 pieces. Ah." So this pastime is there in the Krishna book, 10th canto, chapter, 60 or so, whatever, when he comes to Vrindavan. Balaram visits Vrindavan. So Malini knows about that. So she's aware of that, and she's speaking that also. Yesterday, when we left class yesterday, Nityananda was standing naked, and all his clothes were wrapped around his head, and he was jumping about, laughing loudly, and jumping about like a wild baby or child. And tonight, he's in Srivas's house, and he's standing there, Malini is standing perfectly straight with her folded hands in Anjali, and she's offering these 10 prayers. So we'll hear the conclusion of these prayers and ongoing pastimes of Lord Nityananda tomorrow. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.